Vaccine and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Okay, so are you eating kale every day? Now, come on, don't lie. I know you're not. Maybe some of you are. I don't, and after doing some research, I know that I probably should try to get it in at least more than I'm getting it, which is maybe once a month. Kale is more and more, the research is showing how beneficial this cruciferous vegetable is for us. You know, I know that most of us aren't getting near enough of this because the USDA, you know, what, a couple years ago came out and said that the average American isn't eating near enough root and vegetables, let alone things like kale. So I do want to encourage you to try to add this cruciferous vegetable into your diet on a daily basis. It really should be our goal to eat it on a regular basis, because it really is amazing some of the research that I was able to find. First of all, you know, I'm not a big kale eater. I wanted to, you know, learn a little bit more about kale. I knew it was a cruciferous vegetable, that I knew. And when I was doing some research, I didn't realize, though, there's all different types of kale, right? You have curly green kale. That's the most common. It has a mild flavor, right? And most people don't mind it. It's the easiest one to eat, I guess. Then there is the dinosaur or black kale. That's a much stronger flavor. It's going to be bitter, a little bit more bitter than the green version, the curly green version. So it's a little bit tougher. The texture is a little bit maybe not quite as palatable as the curly green version is. So people don't eat the black or dinosaur kale as much because of that. And then lastly, you have the purple or the red Russian kale. And then, again, it's another option, but it's going to be even more bitter than the dinosaur or the black. It looks like most people will use the dinosaur or the black kale and the red Russian or purple kale in smoothies. It's a little bit better that way because you can mix it with some fruits to take away some of that bitterness. But the green version, the curly green, can be done all by itself. And I'm going to talk about a really cool kale chip that you can make with the curly green version. But let's talk first about why I think you should be adding kale to your diet every day. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna do this. I'm not gonna go through a segment like this for my listeners. Encourage you to eat kale every day and not give it a shot myself. So I'm going to do my best to get kale in every day and see how that goes for a while. So, and I want you to maybe join over the next month. How about that? Let's all do that together. Let's eat kale for a month every day and let's see how we feel. Well, here's some of the reasons why we should. First of all, it's a cruciferous vegetable. They're so good for you. Specifically, kale and pretty much all cruciferous vegetables have cancer-fighting properties. The main compound that we find in cruciferous vegetables, like kale, that have the anti-cancer properties are called glucosinolates. Or glucosinolates, you can say it either way. These are bitter compounds. So the bitterness you get from kale are coming from these anti-cancer compounds. The more bitter it is, the higher the level these glucosinolates are. Okay, so this is where most of the research has focused when it comes to kale's anti-cancer property. Turns out that there's evidence that these bitter compounds can help to lower the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and even lung cancer right there. So that's pretty awesome. And that does come out of the journal, by the way. These are all peer-reviewed journals. You can check out Plant Cell Replication, Journal of Food Science, Carcinogenesis. All of these are peer-reviewed publications that have all of this information in it. So number one reason we want to do kale every day is it has cancer-fighting properties. And that's important to talk about because we live in a very toxic environment, and these types of bitter compounds, how are they anti-cancer? Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of research looking into these compounds, and we think that they actually might be able to stop cancer cells from replicating, from spreading, but also they have some liver effects As a matter of fact, that is the second reason you want to eat a cruciferous vegetable like kale every single day. It enhances your body's detox process. Yeah, these compounds, those bitter compounds, will eventually react and convert into one called sulforaphane. Very, very powerful chemical for your liver detox system. So you're probably able to clear toxins out better when you're eating kale, and that probably adds to the anti-cancer properties. Turns out the sulforaphanes help to enhance the production of your liver's detoxifying enzymes, can help to remove those dangerous chemicals and the carcinogens from your bodies. That comes from a couple other peer-reviewed journals like Carcinogenesis in 2007. Lastly, there's evidence that kale also boosts glutathione, which is extremely important for your liver detox process. Glutathione is the most powerful intrinsic human antioxidant. So anything that boosts glutathione is going to help reduce oxidative stress, and it's going to help the liver get rid of those carcinogens. So there you go. There's two reasons. Number three, turns out kale can lower cholesterol. Yeah, it binds to bile. So the some of these bitter compounds in kale can bind to bile, and that's going to help to remove excess cholesterol from your body. So it can help lower cholesterol when you're doing all the other things you want to do. Lastly, so here we have the anti-cancer properties, we got the detox properties, and we also have that kale can lower cholesterol. Lastly, I just want to mention this. Kale is considered to be one of the most nutrient-dense foods. We want to consume more and more nutrient-dense foods, because when you do that, you are more satisfied, you feel full faster, and you're getting all the nutrients that your body needs to be healthy. The problem with the standard American diet, which is SAD, S-A-D, standard American diet, is that it's nutrient poor. The food that we're eating is not dense with nutrients. It's quite the opposite. It's full of sugars and nitrates and chemicals. And it's, in a sense, the most Americans, we're just eating empty calories. We're not satisfied. We got to keep eating. However, kale is going to help you to feel full faster, and you're going to be satisfied better than other types of food. It turns out that you can find antioxidants such as chlorogenic acid, anthocyanins, which I've talked about before, that come from the deep, dark fruits and vegetables. Those are also in kale. Quercetin, very important antioxidant for anybody suffering from allergies. That's found in kale. Kale's also a rich source of vitamin C, magnesium, beta-carotene, manganese, which is an important mineral that we don't talk about enough. Manganese plays a big role in cardiovascular health, gastrointestinal health. Kale's also a rich source of folate, potassium, and vitamin K. Now, there were some other ones. Now, so those are, I think, the main benefits of kale. So they're anti-cancer. They help you to detox the chemicals from your body. They can lower cholesterol, and kale is one of the most nutrient-dense foods you can eat. That's all forms of kale, right? Whether it's the green, the black, or the red Russian, they all fall in. They all have these benefits. Real quickly, some other benefits that may not be quite as well supported as the ones I just went over. Kale is good for your eyes. It does contain some lutein and zeaxanthin. Those are pigmented antioxidants important for your retinal cells. Kale is also a great source of calcium. Don't forget that either. As a matter of fact, a single serving of kale provides about 91 milligrams of calcium, about 10% of your daily needs. We don't really think about that. Some people think that calcium from vegetables is not absorbed very well. Not true. A study showed that kale contains a highly absorbable form of calcium, even more so than milk. So there you go. Kale should be a part of your everyday diet. Kale chips are good too. You can check that out at organlive.com. They got a nice recipe. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.